T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Max Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. And we have a lot to talk about as an Eagles coaching search continues. According to Howard Eskin an hour ago with us, this thing's coming down to Josh McDaniels or Deuce Staley. Some more names coming in. An interview today, an interview tomorrow. Maybe I'll get interviewed by the end of the week. Who knows? So we got a lot to touch on there. And, of course, the Carson Wentz story that came out over the weekend from the Philadelphia Inquirer. But I want to start with this because Josh McDaniels' name will not go away, and it certainly seems by everybody out there connected in any way that Josh McDaniels has a real chance to be the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And let me just get my thought out on this very quickly. I want no parts of Josh McDaniels. Zero part of me wants Josh McDaniels to be the next head coach of the Eagles. And this is not based on Josh McDaniels' inability to scheme or the fact that I think he's a dummy, because I don't think either of those things are true. Man, I think Josh McDaniels is a good offensive mind, and he has been for a long time, and he's a champion and been part of a dynasty in New England. He has good elements to why he's a coaching candidate. But it's everything else about Josh McDaniels that just screams to me that this would be a disaster in Philadelphia, a disaster. Josh McDaniels is not a guy that I would want to trust with my franchise. And he's not a guy I believe can get players to play for him. That was his problem in Denver. That was his problem. It wasn't his scheme. It wasn't his inability to draw up an offense. It's that he didn't connect with players. And he didn't have that emotional intelligence thing that we talked about 5 years ago with Doug. And I still think matters. Like, it can't just be about scheme. Football is an emotional game. And Josh McDaniels has never shown that he has the kind of temperament that leads to long-term success. There's something off about this guy that, he had a shot and he didn't fail because he couldn't figure out how to outcoach other coaches. He failed because the players didn't want to play for him. And that is not what I want an Eagles head coach. It's about more than that. They could find 10 guys. Look at the NFL now. You can find an offensive coordinator on any team, that has a good offense, and you probably say, wow, this guy's got a good scheme. Wow, this guy knows what he's doing offense. But they all do. Like, this is not about who can draw up the prettiest offense. It has to be about more than that. And look at this guy's tenure in Denver, and I know it was 10 years ago, and I understand people can grow and change and all that, but look at his tenure, and look at how it started off red hot, and then it just completely fell apart. He was fired a week after a taping scandal where an assistant coach of his was taping the signals of another team in a walkthrough. And it was the same crap we saw in New England all those years. And like Howard Eskin said an hour ago, think about the track record of Belichick assistants when they leave the nest. It is not great. It is not what you want. And I know this guy has waited and waited and waited for another chance, but the other part that, I don't know, it's like, it almost feels to me like the Eagles and maybe a lot of people are just overlooking, it really leaves a bad taste in my mouth what happened with the Indianapolis Colts. It's just not something, like, you know what you want in your head coach? You want a rock. You want stability. You want to know the guy's going to be the same every day and know he's going to be committed to the job, that his mind isn't elsewhere. And Josh McDaniels' mind 2 years ago was obviously elsewhere when he left the Colts at the altar. I mean, he didn't just have an interview and they say, oh, I want you to be the coach. He says, oh, great. And then he changed his mind a day later. I mean, they were preparing for the press conference to announce him as the head coach. And he called Chris Ballard, the GM there, and said, I'm out. Like, and this wasn't, just like him thinking about it for a while, said, I'm going to get back to you. No, he just left. He said he would take the job. He verbally agreed. They set up a press conference. It was announced. Josh McDaniels was the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and he just took off and said no. Like, what is to assume he won't do this again? Like, if I'm Jeff Lurie and I'm Howie Rosen on the Eagles, I have to be sure this guy wants this job. And it's not just, well, he's been waiting, and now what is he going to do? He needs a job. Like, does he really want to be the Eagles coach? Can he connect with players? Is he more than just a play caller and a football guy? Is there something there that will make him a great head coach? Because I don't see it. He had a chance in Denver, and he failed. Part of it was his personality. Part of it was he's trying to be Bill Belichick, and you can't be Bill Belichick unless you actually are him. And then the Colts thing just rubs me the wrong way, in which he got the job, he accepted the job, and he walked out. So I get a guy that, yeah, he has six rings. And I know Bill Belichick has trusted him as a coordinator for all these years, and great, and he could scheme up an offense. Wonderful. But he has not been the picture of a head coach in either of his opportunities. His first one, he failed. His second one, he quivered out of. And that doesn't even acknowledge the on-field reality, which is when he has Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels has a really good offense. And when he doesn't have Tom Brady, he doesn't. You know, I was looking at it today, and I was looking for something, like a glimpse. Like, okay, I know it was going to be a drop-off after Brady, but maybe. And you look at his years without Tom Brady, whether it be Matt Castle in 2008. I know they won 11 games, but Castle did not exactly light it up. Or it was Denver. We had Kyle Orton and Tim Tebow, who he selected in the first round. Or it was this past year in New England when he had Cam Newton. None of those offenses did anything. None of them. All those teams couldn't move the ball at all. So, like, we're talking about an offensive coach that has to come in here, and we have Carson Wentz and we have Jalen Hurts. Okay, and they're both intriguing, and I'm sure they're intriguing for Josh McDaniels as a head coach. But you know what neither of those guys are? Tom Brady. Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts are way closer to Matt Castle and Kyle Orton and Tim Tebow and Cam Newton than they are Tom Brady. So, like, I don't have conviction that his offense is going to produce. I don't have conviction he can connect with players. I don't have conviction he actually really wants this job. I think he might be desperate to actually get another one because he just blew his second chance in Indianapolis. And I don't have conviction he can do this. I don't want Josh McDaniels here. Like, I understand the guy's got six rings on his fingers, and he's been part of greatness, and he's coached next to greatness for a long time. But that doesn't make him great. And it just feels like the Eagles, if this is the path they're going down, are overcorrecting, looking for someone that's the opposite of Doug, going the other way. And they got to find a great head coach. And I don't think that's Josh McDaniels. 215-592-9494. Do you want Josh McDaniels as the next Eagles head coach? Because from everything out there, all the names, all the reporting, it certainly seems like this is a real possibility. And I would just guess, based on this moment, that he's the favorite right now. That he's the guy that is probably the most likely to be the next Eagles coach. And I don't have a good feeling about this. 215-592-9494. Do you want Josh McDaniels as the next Eagles head coach? I don't. What to watch for here, sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. What I'm watching for is who's next, right? Who's going to get the next interview? Nick Sirianni today? Tomorrow's Dennis Allen? Who is next? I'm watching for all these interviews as they keep coming in here. 215-592-9494. That's how you get in tonight. Let's talk about this. Josh McDaniels. He is, according to many, the favorite to become the next Eagles coach. Do you want Josh McDaniels here? I do not. We'll discuss at Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we discuss the Eagles coaching search and how Josh McDaniels has moved himself to the forefront of this. An hour ago, Howard Eskin told us he believes this comes down to Deuce Staley or Josh McDaniels. All the reporting over the weekend seemed to lead us to Josh McDaniels being a considerable favorite for this job, and I don't like the idea. Josh McDaniels failed in Denver, and he didn't fail just because he couldn't coach. He failed because he couldn't connect to players. He had an assistant coach taping the sidelines on the 49ers. He was fired a week later. I mean, his Denver tenure ended not just poorly. I mean, it ended in disaster for that franchise. I mean, there was a conference call once. I read a story yesterday about him and Jay Cutler, where Cutler basically like stormed off it because, you know, he told me he wasn't going to trade him, and then they were trading him. Like, he didn't communicate with players. You can't try to emulate Bill Belichick. We've seen this story before. You try to be Belichick and you're not him, it doesn't really work that way. And that's what this guy tried. He got another chance in Indianapolis, and he backed out of the last minute. He has not really wanted a job or truly wanted to leave New England since his bad moment. I think this is a bad hire waiting to happen. And I also look at his track record without Tom Brady. It's not good. I mean, he doesn't have big-time offenses unless it's Tom Brady. You know, he's had some different quarterbacks, Tim Tebow and Kyle Orton and Cam Newton, and none of them have produced at anything close to a high level except Brady. I mean, the way I look at Josh McDaniels is he's a good coach, but he's been elevated so much by having Bill Belichick next to him and Tom Brady playing quarterback under him. 215-592-9494. Do you want Josh McDaniels as the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles? I do not. Sean is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
What's up, Joe?
Sean, what's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
I'm good, man. Let me just run outside real quick. Okay, so, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Eagles. You already know, Joe. It's the same thing, man. Listen, I'd rather us sign Deuce Staley as our next coach. I have more faith behind him than what's that guy's name on the Patriots?
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels. Tell me I'm lying. I'd rather have Deuce Staley be the coach. I feel like he's learned a lot under Doug Peterson. He was even the assistant head coach at one point in time under Doug Peterson. Really and truly, though, and you can tell me for sure, I already kind of know this it's not going to happen, but wouldn't you just love it if we hired Doug as our head coach again? Like, we're over this emotional aspect of it. He should have never lost his job. I just can't get over, like, because at the end of the day, there's no head coach that's out there right now at this point in time that has a better resume than Doug Peterson. So we're just going backwards as an organization, you know?
Well, I agree with you on that, Sean. I think if you ask the people, would they rather have Doug Peterson or Josh McDaniels, they'd rather have Doug Peterson. I mean, they are going backwards here. And I think the problem is I think they're overcorrecting. They're trying to go the other way with a different kind of personality. And I just think McDaniels is a disaster waiting to happen.
And then you know what it is? It's like, what are we trying to do? And then I saw an article. Did you? It's been like almost 5 days since I last spoke with you, so I never got a chance. We never covered the Carson Wentz article that came out, where we find out stuff every day with this guy about how uncoachable he was and how, you know what I'm saying? He was basically, you know, he had his own ego and was not listening to the coach, and it came out like them proving like how he would. Like, I kind of knew that was going on because every single week we would hear Carson Wentz come to the podium, and this would really anger me. I don't know about yourself, but you can speak on that after. He would always say, I missed some plays. You know, I'm always going to miss plays every week. He said that every week. And I'm like, usually when I watch quarterbacks come up there, they take more accountability than that. They don't just say, oh, I'm always going to make mistakes. You know, they're hard on themselves when they even make a mistake, let alone 5-6 mistakes that impact the game. And from what I'm hearing, Jalen Hurts, oh my God, we need to move Jalen Hurts to another team because the disrespect is real. You see what I'm saying? I hear people talking about we're trying to look for a specific head coach that wants to go with Wentz.
Yeah, and I think that's – and, Sean, I think that part is ridiculous. Yeah, I saw the story, of course, and, Sean, I appreciate it, man. Jeff McClain over at the Inquirer on – I guess it was Saturday morning the story came out. Of course I saw it. I read it. It was alarming. I mean, it was alarming in every single way. And I also hope all this McDaniels stuff isn't an effort to fix Carson Wentz. But my fear is it is. My fear, everything about this coaching search is to fix Carson Wentz. Like, the Eagles have bent over backwards for years and years and years now to make Carson Wentz right, to do right by Carson Wentz, to try to get Carson Wentz to be what they think he is. And it obviously hasn't worked out the way they want it to, because we're here right now and the Eagles don't have a head coach. And look, you can come up with a lot of reasons why the Eagles like Josh McDaniels, his association with Bill Belichick, the Lurie Patriots connection. And you go back to that press conference a week ago, there was something that I've seen a couple people point out that was, I guess, odd. I didn't pick up on it at the time. But when Lurie was speaking last week about the Frank Reich leaving and him getting a job at the Colts, he just used the word Josh. He didn't say Josh McDaniels. Like, he said when Josh didn't take the Colts job, and then it obviously led to, you know, Frank Reich going to Annapolis. he said it by name. So whatever the connection is, whatever the reason you think the Eagles like Josh McDaniels or love him, what I hope is this, that whoever this is and whoever's going to get this job gets it because they're the best head coach, not because, oh, well, you know, they have to fix Carson Wentz. Yes, that story, and we'll talk more about it as the show goes along. The story was alarming. The story was alarming in every way. I mean, Carson Wentz, according to that story, I mean, he came off as entitled, and he came off as a baby. I mean, an entitled baby that doesn't realize how bad he was last year. And the fact that his teammates and offensive linemen realized how much he was hurting the team, it's unbelievable that we just watched this happen. And every week we sat here as fans trying to say, what's going on? Why is Carson Wentz playing this bad? Well, because he doesn't obviously have any self-awareness of the way he's playing. And, you know, part of that's on the coaching staff because they couldn't get through to him. And maybe that's why Doug's not here anymore. But something's got to change. And the Eagles can't just base everything off of Carson Wentz. But I look at this McDaniels situation and I think the odds are way higher that Josh McDaniels is gone in 2 years than I do Josh McDaniels wins the next Super Bowl for the Eagles. Like, it just doesn't feel right. Tucker, this whole search doesn't feel right. I know 5 years ago, someone probably sat here right at this time and said the same thing, and then Doug Peterson ended up being a good hire by the Eagles. But this one just feels like that one felt like they were, what? Like, these are the people? And this one feels like, why are these the people?
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about the least popular hires usually being the most successful in Philadelphia.
It does happen.
But it does feel odd. It feels like an overcorrection again. We've talked about before the Eagles' history of overcorrecting to the point where it becomes pretty much unsuccessful on the other side of the spectrum. And, yeah, when I look at Josh McDaniels, like, you can talk yourself into it, but there's a reason why this guy hasn't been a coaching candidate in 4 years. Like, this is genuine. One, this is the only interview he's getting this year, but pretty sure he didn't have any interviews last year. Didn't have any interviews here before that. Like, you mentioned the Colts situation and how that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. There are 30 other franchises that agree with you. That basically said, you know what? The way he treated those people? No, I'm out. And the way he handled things in Denver? Nah, I'm out. And for a while, I always felt that, you know, Josh McDaniels was waiting for the right opportunity, mm-hmm. right? And it's hard to get much better than having Andrew Luck in his prime with Indianapolis in that situation. But I can't imagine him coming here and working out. I'm not anti-Josh McDaniels to the point where I think it would be the worst coaching hire in the world. And maybe if your goal was to rehabilitate Carson Wentz, having a guy who, you know, gets in Tom Brady's face, has gotten to a number of shouting matches with Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback who's ever played this game. I mean, what's Carson Wentz going to do? Right? Like, if you need to light a spark under Carson Wentz, either he burns out or you know, you set a fire and he becomes good again. Like, that's the only way I can maybe kind of squint and see, okay, this is why this works.
Yeah, and that's probably what they're thinking too. And what my fear is that they're making this decision or going down this path because of Carson Wentz. They have to find the right coach for the Eagles, not the right coach for Carson Wentz. 215-592-9494. Do you want Josh McDaniels to be the next head coach of the Eagles? I don't. And I think this thing ends poorly. Josh McDaniels' coaching character, I'm not going to say his personal character because I don't really know it, his coaching character just doesn't scream success to me. He just, it doesn't. It screams he has been really good next to Bill Belichick and really good with Tom Brady. And everything else he's tried, he has flaked out or flamed out. Like, that's not what I want here. Doug is in Connecticut. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Joe. Yeah, you know, listening to Ike and John talk about the concept of getting a coach to fix Carson, at first it kind of like sparked an interest. I was like, you know what? 2017, that player, that guy, the money problem, the contract problem, okay, maybe that's an easy out, but it just doesn't make any sense. We got a meddling owner, a GM I don't trust, a below average GM, if I could be nice about it. And honestly, I feel happy for Doug. I mean, he deserved better than this. If he deserved more control, I would have given him 1 year to say, listen, you want to do it your way, you've earned that. Let's see what happens. We'll play it out. But you know what? If he got his way, Carson's probably not the starter, so that doesn't work. But the only thing that makes me feel better about this whole situation is the way that Jalen Hurts talked post-game. That's the voice that I want leading the troops. And we need to find a coach that will sound like that as well, to speak to everybody, offense, defense, everybody. But no, I don't think McDaniels is the guy. This whole situation is just screwed up. I don't know what they're going to do. It's nauseating. I wish there was an easy answer here, but I don't know.
Unfortunately, Doug, there's not. I mean, and you look at the candidates they've interviewed, and there's some interesting names, but right now, McDaniels' name stands out. I mean, and I think it probably stands out to them. It stands out to us. There's a reason why people are starting to say he is the favorite and probably, you know, will continue to be the favorite. They haven't interviewed a bunch of guys that, like, wow, you know, like the Saleh and Smith were the hot assistants. They took other jobs. They haven't interviewed the Chiefs guys. You know, Dable apparently didn't want to come here. He said no. So you're looking at it, it's a lot of like, that's an unknown. And then it's McDaniels. It's almost like they're setting it up where he's the best idea.
The only reason I want to see a coach that would compliment Carson or get him back on track is to – you think it was hard for him this year with no crowd? Wait till the crowd's rocking. They know what they know about him changing plays or being disrespectful or however you want to call it. How's the fan base going to react in the link when he struggles and he's got everything that he's asked for? He ran Doug out of town or Doug got out of town.
Oh, it's going to get Doug. It will get ugly. I mean, there is no question that next year.
I can't wait for preseason because I can't wait for preseason to see Jalen just light it up here and there and just let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, we will. And Doug, I appreciate it, man. We will see what happens. I mean, that is the thing about all this, that eventually this thing will be settled on the field. And Josh McDaniels, if he's the guy, will have a chance to settle it on the field and pick a quarterback. But goodness gracious, that article, like, if I'm Josh McDaniels, the other side of this is always intriguing to me, too. Like, if I'm Josh McDaniels, why am I coming here right now? You know, this is his last, like, if you get two coaching shots, and really three for him, because we could count Indy as a chance. He was offered the job, and he verbally accepted the job. You don't get three. I mean, you don't get four, certainly, but you don't get three chances to be a head coach in the NFL. Denver went spectacularly bad. Indianapolis was just really just a black eye on the whole NFL and the league and McDaniels and the Colts and all that. I mean, if he comes here, this is it. Like, I question why he's interested in this job. I mean, we've said for weeks this is not a great job right now. And if he's being forced to try to make Carson Wentz work, I don't think it's going to work out well for Josh McDaniels. I wonder why Josh McDaniels – it's a weird marriage. Like, the McDaniels-Eagles thing – it's odd. Like, I didn't expect this. Like, if you told me to write down a list of candidates the Eagles would interview a week ago, I wouldn't have put Josh McDaniels on the list. And the more I think about it, I'm like, man, it just feels like they think they need somebody. They don't know who. And he just thinks he needs a job. It feels like a more of a marriage out of necessity than it is like, oh, we're good fits for each other.
Yeah, and Josh McDaniels, when he was in Denver, had quite a lot of personnel control.
A lot. He tries
Doug
Tim
Peterson
Tebow.
Probably asked for personnel control. The Eagles said, nah, not for you, man. So either they think that highly of Josh McDaniels where they are able to give him that responsibility or he's backed down from it. Like, it's such an odd thing that he got fired for not the same thing as Doug Peterson, but he got fired for very similar things to Chip Kelly, and they're willing to bring him back and maybe give him that same opportunity. The other thing I can think about is when he got hired by the Denver Broncos, Jay Cutler was the quarterback there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That summer, he had Jay Cutler and his agent come to his office to have a meet and greet. And Jay Cutler's agent told reporters later that basically Josh McDaniels sat him down, gave him his resume, basically talked about how many championships he won, how great his offenses were, how awesome Tom Brady was because of him. And then when he was done with that, he berated Jay Cutler and told Jay Cutler he sucked. He was the worst quarterback he had ever seen. He didn't know that he'd ever be any good in the NFL. He wasn't sure he'd be successful in his offense, and he wasn't sure that he could be his starting quarterback. He'd have to earn that job. And Jay Cutler got out of the meeting and said, you have to get rid of me. You have to trade me. Find me a place to go. And he got traded to Chicago later that summer. Does he have that meeting with Carson Wentz?
Boy, oh boy, that would be something. I mean, look, I'd appreciate that. Not that I want them to dump a player without, you know, getting any value and just have to trade Carson Wentz on a certain date because they had an argument. That's not helping the Eagles. But, like, I would appreciate if he brought that kind of attitude. But, like, if they do that it doesn't jive with everything else we've heard, which is that everything they're talking about in these interviews is rehabilitating and fixing Carson Wentz. Like, that, those two things don't jive. Like, it's either he's coming in here to fix Carson Wentz, or he's coming in here to be a tough guy and to get Carson Wentz to wake up, because if you read that article in the Inquirer, this quarterback needs to wake up because he's entitled and he thinks he's a good player, and he's not right now. So, like, if Josh McDaniels, if the purpose of Josh McDaniels is to get Carson Wentz to wake up or he's out of here, I'll appreciate that. But if the purpose of Josh McDaniels is to come in here and Carson Wentz is this guy and he's going to fix him, I think the whole thing's going to just, it's going to be a loser. Like, the whole thing won't work. 215-592-9494. Do you want Josh McDaniels to be the next head coach of the Eagles? I just think it's a bad idea. Like, I look at his track record, I look at his resume, I look at his personality, and I say, how is this going to work? It didn't work last time. And we can all say, and I think we all say this about whoever, coaches, players, people can change. And they can. But there's zero evidence to me that Josh McDaniels has changed other than time has gone by. Because he had a chance to show us. He got the Colts job. And then he backed out because he didn't want to leave Belichick. He didn't want to leave New England. Certain guys are meant to be assistants. Certain guys are meant to be the number two. They're not meant to be the guy for a franchise. And I look at Josh McDaniels, I say, he's meant to be the number two. Belichick's number two. He's not meant to be the number one. And I know people brought up, well, Bill Belichick failed in Cleveland. Did he fail in Cleveland? He took the Browns to the playoffs once. Like, when you go back and look at what Bill Belichick did in Cleveland, he was building something, and then they pulled the rug out from under him, and they moved the team to Baltimore. Like, he didn't, like, Josh McDaniels failed spectacularly in Denver, where the players didn't like him. And he was just destroyed the roster in terms of talent. And then he left after a scandal where his assistant coach was filming the opponent's signals. Like, that's failing. Bill Belichick didn't succeed in Cleveland. I think he would have if they left him alone and gave him more years. It's not Bill Belichick. This isn't Bill Belichick 2.0. This is a number two that failed as a one. And I want the Eagles to go a different direction. 215-592-9494. Dennis is in South Jersey. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dennis. Good. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking about this whole coaching search. And to me, it feels like it's kind of like a desperation move by a franchise, the Philadelphia Eagles and Jeff Lurie. It seems like, I mean, I understand Jeff Lurie. He wants a high-flying, fast-paced, high-powered offense. And he's grasping that straw, trying to find that, so-called coach that can bring that to him or who can bring that out of Carson Wentz. But, the way that this team is built, and you can blame that on Howie Roseman or anybody you want to blame it on, but I don't see it. I don't necessarily know or believe that Carson Wentz can be the catalyst to lead a high-powered offense. And you're looking for all these offense assistants all throughout the league that's had some success and trying to see if it'll match here or match there. And I don't know, maybe Jeff Lurie needs to just hit the reset button and start all over, See if Carson Wentz can, not Carson Wentz, see if Jalen Hurts can make something happen at the quarterback position. And if he doesn't play so well, then, you get another high draft pick next year. And every year, there's another boy wonder coming out as one of the top quarterbacks, and you can give it a try again. I mean, I know they got a lot of money wrapped up in the Carson Wentz, but I don't know. It seems like, maybe Jeff Lurie's getting up there in years, and he wants to give it one last try to go for a Super Bowl ring, but I don't know.
Well, I'm with you, Dennis. The word you used there, desperation, and I appreciate the call, man. That's what it feels like. It feels like a desperation move and a desperation thought where the Eagles don't know where they want to go with this. And McDaniels represents hope, and he represents a chance to find something they think could be great. And I just look at the track record and I say, this guy doesn't have it. 215-592-9494. We'll come back, your phone calls. What's the latest here on this head coaching situation? And why are the Eagles interviewing so many people? Nick Sirianni today, Dennis Allen tomorrow, Kellen Moore today. There's a lot here. Even after interviewing McDaniels, what is going on? Is McDaniels the guy? We'll hear the latest from NFL insiders coming up. 215-592-9494. I don't want Josh McDaniels. Do you? We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.